It was interesting to note that during one of the parenting seminars, that this particular gentleman shared the story of how when he was young, he saw his fellow students being rewarded monetarily for doing well in exams. And when he had an excellent report card, and when he brought it home, what his father did was this. The father looked at him sincerely and said, "Son, I'm proud of you. Well done. Good job." And showed him the thumbs up sign. Although very low in monetary value, this particular gentleman remembered this incident in his encounter with his dad that lasts through till today. And the reason why I am bringing up this story is that it surfaces a kind of a lost spirit in our younger generation nowadays, where in our generation, in my generation, where we would work hard because working hard is in itself a reward. We need not be bribed, cajoled, or threatened before we work hard, but we have developed a sense of working hard for the sake of fulfilling personal responsibility. And there is this sense of deep joy that comes from putting in a good amount of hard work at the end of the day. And we know that success is not something which is entitled to us. Success is something that is earned. And you look at what is happening in the younger generation today, when they come for a job interview, the first question that they ask is not "what must I do?" It's "how much would I get?" And whether if we should reward our children for doing chores, and whether we should reward our children for good grades, kind of beg us to think a little bit deeper. Because if we simply dole out rewards for getting things done, we may be creating a self-entitlement attitude, where the attitude where we develop in our child could be, "well, show me the money first, then I will show you my hard work." And I don't think that is the type of ingredient we would want to build into our children in the long term. And yet, we find that parents fall into the trap of just giving out rewards for achievements or even for doing house chores at home. And I believe that there are a few reasons why this is so. Number one is that parents are spending more time at work now and have very little time available for the child. That's why with the little time that they have, the emphasis is on creating happy moments. So why rock the boat? Why make them work hard when I have so little time with them? Let's make them happy and give them what they want. And secondly, parents may find it a hassle to enforce consequences. Giving rewards are much easier. But this is not true in real life. For example, if I'm late to work, my boss don't come up with a star sticker chart and say, "Okay, Joseph, every day you're early to work, I'm going to give you a sticker, and when you've collected 10 stickers, I'll give you a 10% raise in your salary." I mean, this is absurd. And yet we use sticker systems, we use rewards to try and cajole our children to do what is expected of them in the first place. And this might sound a little bit grim, but if we continue on with this type of attitude, I'm not surprised that we are having a Generation Y, or next time even a Generation Z, that thinks that the world revolves around them and that reward must be there before the effort or the sense of accomplishing their personal responsibility. So, what's the rule of thumb here? The rule of thumb here is this: if we want our child to be intrinsically motivated, meaning that they will do what's right because it's right to do what's right, if that is our long-term aim, then rewards shouldn't be a routine part of that and reinforcement of wanting them to do what's right. We ought to appeal to their conscience. We ought to exercise